Someday history will record that Rad Radio dominated the airwaves for decades and then ask, who let this happen? And now back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
A couple of emails, RAD at radradio.com. We just talked to the Circles guys, Circles with an S, the social media positivity app. You can download it for free from the App Store, and then you follow people you know, your friends, people you trust, and you get just a positive recommendations. Hopefully gets rid of that toxic extortionist known as Yelp. The current round of WeFunding to invest in Circles before it becomes what we all believe and hope that it will, closes in less than 12 hours. You can get there by going to radradio.com and clicking on the Circles logo. It'll take you to the WeFunder page. Donald wrote in. Says, hey, Rob, I was an initial investor of $2,200, and I just added $2,800 more.
Whoa.
To reach the $5,000 mark. I, like so many others, believe in you and your due diligence.
Oh, I take that
seriously.
Yeah, you do.
So to ease the tensions, we'll read this fine note from Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
He says, it's no wonder Circles has to expand to support Rob's weight gain.
That was just a low blow.
Oh, you should talk.
They need to add a fat category. Twisting your brain for a real
surprise. Would it fit? Just take the film
and you'll reign supreme. I don't know, you could be the one that runs it.
What does that mean? I'm recommending fat people.
No, just things that fat people do. Those would be your recommendations.
They already have restaurant recommendations.
Okay. Number one, not be fat. I'm 5'11", 176 pounds. I just gained a little weight.
We feel it every day in the studio.
Boom, 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 boom.
We have a pair of tickets and Master of Movies to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live, Sacramento, Friday night, October 18th.
You're number one.
And if you win those, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from today when you'll have your tickets upgraded to the front row. Paul, you're caller 18. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You will guess first. If you know the movie, you win. If not, we'll go to Ryan.
Hola.
Hola.
Brandon's part Mexican.
And Vito, you're caller 20.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
We are looking for really a horror film.
Yeah.
How about a stupid film from 2002?
They were not detected by radar by either country.
The nerds were right.
Huge movie. It's just the premise is so dumb.
They were not detected by radar by either country.
The nerds were right.
Paul, do you know the movie?
Another Planet.
How about you, Ryan?
Aliens.
Oh, I see. They're taking the clip. Okay. All right, not bad. Vito, do you know?
Independence Day Resurgence.
You lose.
Oh, man. You all ching ching pow
pow. So, I mean, it is about, quote unquote, aliens. It was a huge hit back when Mel Gibson was Mel Gibson, not what he is now. Problem is, in the end, spoiler alert, turn off your radio or however you're listening to right now if you don't want to hear about a 22-year-old movie and how it ends. Aliens are trying to take over a planet that's three-fourths water, and that's that's how we kill them.
Yeah,
water.
That part was stupid.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, but I know, this movie.
It ruined the whole movie. But I'm like, that is so dumb.
But it didn't.
Yeah, the ending.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Just like Flight with Denzel Washington. Great movie for 2 hours. Dumb as crap
just
the last
watch,
20
just
minutes.
Just to watch the end.
And you can guarantee with any M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie, the ending will suck.
Yes. He blew his wad with the Sixth Sense. That was all he had.
Man. Air Mexico 747 en route from Mazatlan to New York as the unidentified crafts entered Mexico City airspace. They were not detected by radar by either country.
The nerds were right.
We have to tape this.
Pour a glass of water on them and everything will be okay.
Stop it. I don't know. The ending was kind of cool with the baseball bat scene where Joaquin Phoenix takes that bat and beats the living hell out of the alien.
That was pretty
right.
cool.
Yeah, I had checked out by that time mentally. I'm like, this is so stupid.
I used to loathe Joaquin Phoenix, but as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate him as an actor.
Yeah.
He's so good in everything he does. Yeah. I can't wait for Joker 2.
And a new a new trailer for Joker 2 dropped earlier this week, by the way, if you want to Google that. All right, next week still, your chance to win Foreigner tickets and be upgraded for the chance to get front row seats. We'll start again Monday morning, 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob, Anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.